A reading from the scripture, Luke 17, verses 26 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, on the day when Lot left Sodom. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to meet them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve her life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." They just wanted to know when and where. Fair enough. What ought they look for? Seems reasonable. "How will we know when the kingdom of God will arrive?" asked the Pharisees that start this whole part of Luke's gospel. "Where, Lord?" asked the disciples. These are sensible and understandable questions. Leave it to Jesus not to name a place. Leave it to Jesus to allude to a time, not to give an hour, a day, or a year. Jesus replies with a litany of every day, same old routine. The place is every place. The time is any time. Everyone is about their regular routine, meeting daily responsibilities, working, resting, even sleeping. It is all as it looks now. No big difference. The kingdom of God is among you. This is Jesus' answer. So tricky to grasp, or to let grasp us. It has arrived, not has arrived, is arrived, arriving now, already here, yet not yet, both and. There are moments, kingdom moments, when God breaks into the same old, when grace clarifies truth and we embody mercy. These moments transform. Full of grace, they change it all. No longer same old, same old. Once the reign of God breaks into our daily lives, we die to our old self and begin new lives, lives with different perspectives, lives with new meaning, lives with a hunger for healing others, lives full of gratitude and joy in and for all circumstances. The belongings we left inside the house no longer distract us from what is really important. Their value is in a new perspective. Everything has a new perspective. Everything. Then, as our redeemed consciousness grows and we realize our lives are no longer tethered by what we have and by what we do, what we accomplish, or what we know, when our lives are luminous, full of an enormous gratitude, open to whatever this God of mercy desires for all around us, well, we lose the old life, thank God, and the kingdom is among us. But if we look for the right time, distract ourselves having to know the perfect place, the right time, the exact time, expecting insider information, well, Jesus assures us, we will be missing what is right here, right now. Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ above us, Christ below us, Christ within us. There is no such thing as same old, same old. For the one who grabs onto the word of life, breathes in light and life and love, purged of apathy, contentment, routine, nothing is the same. Not eating, drinking, working, sleeping. Nothing stays the same. Why? Because the reign of God claims our very breath. And when that happens, when we breathe it in, mercy ignites in us. Then, ablaze with the mercy of God, whether we are, wherever we are, whatever time it is, whatever we are doing, there is the kingdom of God. And same old, just never happens again.